This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
So, Disney has found themselves in a little bit of a spotlight that they didn't want to be in. And it's all because of a lawsuit that is going on right now. And it's making literally millions of people a little cautious now. There's a man who is suing Disney after his wife tragically died while at Disney World.
Whoa. And I don't know how.
Yeah, she had a severe allergic reaction to food there.
Oh, God.
She had severe nut and dairy allergies, and the staff at an Irish pub in Disney Springs, oh, I've been there, Raglan Road, that's what it's called, said her order was safe, and it was not.
Wow.
So he recently filed a lawsuit, but now Disney is trying to claim that he can't sue them. And the reason why is because he signed up for a Disney Plus trial membership in 2019.
I don't understand.
I didn't either, but there is fine print when you sign up for Disney Plus that says any disputes with Disney must be resolved in arbitration and not in the courts.
Because
they're literally saying they're trying to make the case anyone with Disney Plus
so that washes their hands clean of any negligence?
It gets worse. The guy suing Disney also bought his tickets to Epcot through their website, and they claim that there are terms and conditions there that also nullify the lawsuit.
That at least makes a little bit more sense. Like, at least it has something to do with the park itself where he was. First of all, he only downloaded a trial. He didn't even like Disney Plus enough to keep it. Second, how could downloading an app erase any negligence for an entire corporation?
Right, right.
So is this going to stick?
I have no idea. His lawyer is now, their counter is they're saying, like, even if those agreements were universally binding, which they don't think that they are, they wouldn't extend to his wife since he was the one who paid for both of those things anyway. The Disney Plus service and also the ticket to Epcot.
However, he is the one suing. She isn't.
But she is technically the victim. I don't know. I don't quite understand that part of it. But listen, as much as I try to explain to you people, I am not a lawyer.
Although, that doesn't stop you from bringing cases to our bench.
So many people just keep trying to hire me.
Here.
Gavin, will you please represent me? I am not a lawyer.
And stop calling me your honor. I am not a litigious person. Like, I am somebody that believes, like, if you're going to sue, it should be, like, because you were genuinely wrong.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Not just a cash grab. This is an instance where obviously, they were wronged, not intentionally, but still, there was negligence on the side of the park.
Totally.
If putting legalese into stuff and just slipping it in there is just like just wipes the slate clean, blanket statement, sorry, no takesies, backsies.
What a slippery slope.
That's dangerous.
And I don't like slippery slope arguments. No.
Now, I will say this, though. They aren't saying that you can't be compensated monetarily. They are saying it has to be done in arbitration, not in a court.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah, it means like we figure it out privately between our lawyers and we come up with a number. It does not go to a courtroom, which would be public.
Okay. So
it's if I'm wrong, text it and tell me, but I'm pretty sure that that's what that means.
So if this was you.
Yeah.
And Mike tragically died from eating shellfish or something.
If anybody's going to die, it's going to be me.
Well, we all know that.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm trying to think glass half full.
Okay.
Okay. I got to worry about me here.
Well, sure.
Would you fight this or would you say like, okay, well then let's just do it behind closed doors, AKA arbitration?
It would depend on how willing they were to arbitrate this thing. Are they going to be reasonable in the money that I'm going to be given, considering I have lost my partner and all of his income and I have four daughters to raise.
Right.
If the answer is yes, then it might be easier to go through arbitration.
That's wild. That is wild though. It's wild. People are texting in though and saying like, you know, that they saw that really all this is doing is they're just, this is them just trying to force arbitration on people. It sounds like they're just trying to avoid, you know, press.
It's pretty. This is bad press.
This is bad press.
That's pretty tricky.
And he didn't even get Disney Plus. He just got the trial membership.
And he goes, Mandalorian. I can.
Right. I watched the whole thing. Okay. That's all I needed.
Right.
God almighty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.